I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1495, Difficult Conversations. We all have them or need to have them. Sometimes we put them off, we run from them, or maybe we use a bazooka when a pea shooter would do. When we know that we have to have a hard talk, what do we do? Is there any step-by-step plan that can make it better as we enter into it? The good news is there is. Without trying to sound too simplistic today, I do have a simple, easy, 4-step process that you can memorize quickly and then implement when your next difficult conversation takes place. And by the way, we all have them. We just don't all do them very well. Let's take a step to try to change that today. As you know, the podcast is about T2G, or the Two Great Commandments, loving God and loving others. And that means loving not just when it's easy and you get along and everybody's buddy-buddy, but loving sometimes when you have to have a difficult conversation. This 4-step outline comes from Jefferson Fisher, and I've added my commentary to his points. First, he says, when you come to the difficult conversation, don't start with small talk. This is not the time to say, how are you? How was your day? Have you done anything fun lately? No. You both know this is hard, and so don't start there. It only prolongs the talk and ultimately makes it more awkward. So instead, begin with, thanks for making the time to meet with me. Second, say, I need your help. It could be, I need your help in understanding something. I need your help in knowing how to feel about something. I need your help in deciding what to do about something. And that puts you both on the same team solving a problem instead of as enemies simply attacking each other. So say, I need your help. Then third, after you've had this helpful conversation, say, I feel we've made progress. Now I understand more about your perspective, or now I get how you feel this way, or now I think this instead of thinking that when we started. Talk about how the conversation has changed, what progress has been made because you had this little chat. And then fourth, always end with, how about you? Be quiet and let him or her share what they got out of the conversation. It might be good or it might be bad, but it's going to be honest and it will be in a different place than when you began. The Bible tells us to not shy away from uncomfortable chats, but instead to speak the truth in love. And by the way, all three need to be there, speaking truth, and speaking it in love. Writer Carl Sandburg once said, be careful with your words. Once they're said, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten. Tact, said Sir Isaac Newton, is the art of making a point without making an enemy. You can offer hope for a better perspective. You can offer hope for a better relationship, a better understanding. And know that the Holy Spirit of God is with you. And if the other person is a believer, the Holy Spirit of God is with them too. And make sure you don't force it right now. The Bible says there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. So your angst doesn't mean the Holy Spirit is saying, do it right now. Let's go over it again, and then we'll ask the great question. Number one, don't start with small talk. Thank them for making time. Number two, ask them for help. Get on the same team with them. Number three, after saying, I feel we've made progress, and saying how, then say, how about you, and listen. Here's the great question. With whom do you need to have a difficult conversation, and how will these principles help you? Let's pray this prayer from prayerforanxiety.com. O merciful Lord, I know I must face it. I know we must talk, but first, O Lord, prepare me. Set me free, heal me. Bring me to the place where I am at peace with myself and with my God. Cast out, O Lord, any anger, fear, or resentment. Free me from any temptation to control or manipulate. Fill me with the desire to only seek your holy will. Make my convictions firm, O Lord, without self-interest, without needing to prove a point. Instead, may my words be saturated with grace. Help me to genuinely listen and to humbly serve, as my Lord Jesus did. Send your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Prepare our hearts and our minds. We place our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1496, and in the meantime, if you have a difficult conversation that needs to be had, pray, then prepare, then proceed. I hope today has given you some T2G tools for difficult conversations.